Welcome to the Catholic Dad Show. My name is Chris Bartlett.
And I'm Matt Rice, and we are a couple of Catholic dads trying to become the dads that God has called us to be and hoping to share some of that wisdom with you guys so that you can become the dads that God has called you to be.
We believe that God can change the world through Catholic fatherhood. So let's dive in. Hey, today we are talking about the slap heard across the globe.
Yeah, no kidding.
So most of us did not watch the Oscars, to be honest, but we've all seen the clip where Will Smith slaps Chris Rock. And I mean, we're going to react to it. We're going to share kind of our thoughts on it. But first, I just want to acknowledge, like, Chris Rock took that hit like a champ.
Oh, like, and it was, yeah, he did. Absolutely. I was actually pretty impressed with how he handled all that, because at first he thought it was a joke, you know, and then when it wasn't a joke, he was so stunned, and you could tell that he wanted to react, but he held it. And he did react, but then, yeah, whatever, but it was the way he handled that. Like, I was really, I don't know, like, impressed isn't the word, but like, that's sort of the word. I was just surprised at how well he handled that. But yeah, he took a hit. You're not kidding.
I can't step on a Lego without having a bigger reaction, right? And I guarantee that my Lego on my foot hurts a lot less than stinking Will Smith clocking me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And on top of that, in front of everyone.
In the world.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And it's being replayed over and over and over again. In fact, the number two most searched for movie yesterday, which is the day after the incident, was G.I. Jane. Yeah. Isn't that funny? Like, who knew that she'd be like, yeah, I'm going to get a bump, you know, whatever, 97, like 20 something years later.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, so let's break down the slap, not like a replay, you know what I mean? But Matt, how did you feel when you saw the situation kind of build up and then the slap take place? Like, essentially, Will Smith was standing up for his wife.
Yep.
Right. Who has a medical condition that leaves her to be bald or lose hair. And so, like, that's different than kind of poking fun of Will Smith's role or his characters or his acting. It was kind of like making fun of a condition. I mean, it was making fun of a condition. And to a degree, I think there's something in all of us that if that was our wife or one of our daughters or children, that we want to kind of be like, no, like, that's not okay. And stand up for that.
Yeah, there's a line that shouldn't be crossed. My initial reaction. So when I first saw the clip, I didn't see the lead up. All I saw was a slap. Like, all I saw was Will Smith walking up there and slapping him. I was like, okay, why? Like, can I go back? Like, rewind? Like, what led up to this? And so then I found another clip, you know, that had the whole thing, and it was her reaction to the joke. I don't know if you've seen that part, but you can see her react to the joke.
She rolled her eyes, but it also hurt her.
You could tell there was more than just ha ha ha. It was there was something more there. And every husband who sees that happen to a loved one of theirs is going to, like, and should stand up and defend their loved one. You know, and so that was my first thought was I noticed her and I saw him in this, like, and we can talk about, you know, whether or not it was an appropriate response, yada, 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 whatever. But I saw him reacting to that in an appropriate, like, reacting to that, which is appropriate. So reacting to it is appropriate. Like, and we can talk later about
how he reacted
whether that was appropriate or whatever. But that he reacted to it is appropriate.
There was a call to action.
I was proud that he responded to that hurt that his wife had.
Yeah.
And I think every man, you know, has, like, should do that. But how do you respond? How do you react?
But he stood up. He stood up for his wife. And whether or not he stood up appropriately, another conversation. Now, for me, when I was watching it, it felt so good.
What felt so good?
To watch Chris Rock get slapped in the face.
Just Chris Rock.
No, hold on. Just bear with me here, because I'm not a monster and I'm not condoning it or anything like that. But I will say this. I have experienced bullying in a number of different ways. I've experienced people leveraging their authority, even if it's behind a microphone or whatever, even in the context of church life, in a variety of ways, to where it's like, oh, I just wish that there was a reaction to it, right?
Yeah.
Because when I was younger in middle school, I didn't have the strength to be able to go react in that way and then not get pummeled, you know, myself. Yeah. And so to see swift justice or swift accountability held to something that was clearly inappropriate, but because he had the microphone and he had the leverage, there's virtually no response. And Will Smith walked up there and said, no, I'm going to break the barriers and say that is not okay. And slap. And it wasn't just Chris Rock getting slapped. It was every bully and every inappropriate type of hierarchical manipulation that I've experienced by working in the church. That slap was satisfying in that regard. I'm not saying that that's healthy, but I am saying that when I saw it, I kind of was like, hoorah, a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny. But yeah, and then it was when I watched him walk up on stage, I think I had the same, I don't know, thought. Because the thing is I had the like hindsight of knowing what was going to happen. But I know that I kind of put myself in Chris Rock's shoes and I was thinking the same way. I was like, oh no, what's he going to do? You know, oh, he's coming up here. And so I was not expecting that. Like, even after knowing it was coming, I was not expecting it. Just how casually, like he just walked up there, like very casual, very matter of fact, you know, and he knew what he was going to do.
Oh, yeah.
The second he got out of his chair, he knew what he was going to do. But it was very casual, very matter of fact. And it was like, and this is where we can kind of, and I don't know if you want to dive into this, we can kind of talk about whether it was appropriate or not. You know,
let's get that in a minute. Yeah, let's get to that in a minute. But from the perspective of Chris Rock, like Matt, you know that I'm an extroverted jokester.
Yeah.
Right.
You've been there where you've gone a little too far.
I've had to put my foot in my mouth more times than I can count.
Yeah.
And there've been times where the ripple effect from that reality has overshadowed. I have a friend who posted, he's like, hey, you know, I have a wife and I would want to defend her. He goes, but I've also made jokes that have gotten me uninvited from certain things. And yep. I'm in the same spot. Like I am very blessed to have friends that know my heart, because sometimes my mouth doesn't reflect my heart. And I think for Chris Rock, that's probably true as well. I don't think he meant anything ill towards Jada. I don't think he meant anything ill towards the Smith family or anything like that. And so for me, sometimes I wish that I just would have gotten slapped. Because then swift justice has been delivered and that's it. Now we can move on. You hit me.
And in a certain sense, like, because this, I can think of a couple instances in your life that you shared with me, you know, right, where it would have been nice to have the retribution and or the penance delivered swiftly.
Concisely, you know, like it's done.
So that I don't beat myself up about it for years or months to come.
Because sometimes it lingers.
You
might
still, but yeah, you know, if you don't feel like the person that you wronged got what they deserve, like, I don't know, out of you, then you tend to beat yourself up until you think you've beaten yourself up enough that they've gotten what they deserve. Retribution. Does that make sense?
Right.
Yeah.
So there was a conclusion. There was a conclusion to the shame that kind of lingers after you have a joke that doesn't land.
Yeah.
And that conclusion was Will Smith hitting you in the face. But nevertheless, there is something neat about like timeline stop. And now, it was an inappropriate joke. He admitted it. And I actually really appreciated the fact that after Will Smith said the second time, keep my wife's name out of your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I will. He acknowledged it. He was like, okay, this is for real. I will. And then he moved on with the show like a champ, you know?
At first he was like, it was a joke. And then he said it again. He's like, okay, I will. You know, I was like, yeah, I'm not joking. You think that slap hurt? Yeah.
Right.
There could be more coming.
And so I guess what I'm saying, and maybe this is something that might be a healthy activity for all the listeners, is to put yourself in both people's shoes and see what that experience would have been like. Because I guarantee if there's dads watching, there are dads that have had jokes that haven't landed. Only about one out of every four of my dad jokes actually land. But again, I'm a quantity, not a quality type of guy. So all I have to do is tell, you know, 40 jokes and I've got 10 that land, and that's great. So,
yeah. And I think about perspective with everybody. Like, now that once you said that, it was like, huh, you know, what was his wife feeling when that happened? What were the other women, you know, that were there feeling? And I'm sure it's a range. There's a huge range. And then what were the other men in the room feeling, you know? And so I won't know, but like, I'm naive or whatever, but I do think that there is I think about, oh man, who is it? The beauty to fight for, an adventure to live. And then so that's the men's call.
A treasure worth seeking or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. And then the woman's call, do you remember those? It's the same kind of thing. Like there's an inner call. One is, you know, to be desired, to be fought for, you know, is one of them. And this is one of those instances where I think that even if, you know, I don't know if every woman would admit it, but there is a desire, you know, to be worth fighting for. You know, that my honor, you know, me as a woman, I am worth fighting for. And so I think I have a feeling that probably hit, you know, in a good way, most women that would see that scenario. Now, right. I'm not on social media, you know, I've given up on that. And I know that there's a lot of, you know, response with regards to, well, was this a, you know, a sign of the toxic masculinity that's out there? And I don't know, so I don't know like the consensus of that, but I feel like there's something in the inner core of who women are that they want to be fought for. And this was a sign of that, a sign of a man doing that we're not there yet, but in a very firm way, but not abusive.
So that is one thing that I've seen on social media a couple of times is people were frustrated both with the Academy and with Will Smith because he hit someone and there was no response, no reaction.
Yeah.
Right. And they talk about how they were bullied or they've been abused and their aggressor had no recourse. And for those people, I agree, like that could have been jarring to see that happen. But I want to make the distinction. I think that Will Smith was actually provoked by the joke. It wasn't all of a sudden just this abuser type of situation or anything. Well,
yeah,
he wasn't
in that scenario. He's not the bully.
So some people would say, because I have been struck before or abused before, and the aggressor, the one who struck me, had no recourse, and Will Smith got to sit and receive an award and to be celebrated throughout the rest of the night, even though he struck someone, that they were unsettled by that reality, that there should have been something towards that. But for me, because I am not in that perspective, but I want to acknowledge that those who are could have been stirred by it. But for me, I am just glad that there's people in the world that are willing to stand up for their wives. Right. And that's what showed me is it's like, I want to raise a boy. I want to raise sons that are willing to do that. Not that they're looking for the opportunity and not that they ever actually have to, but if the opportunity came where they had to defend their wife or stand up for their children's dignity by using their physical force, that they'd be willing to do that, because that's the type of manhood that I think there's a poverty of in our world today.
Yeah, I'd be interested, like, I don't know how many people, and I'm not saying anything to whoever posted that or said that, but someone who has been bullied, like, and physically hit and struck in the face by a bully, I definitely see Will Smith being like the victim defending himself.
I absolutely agree.
Chris Rock as the bully.
Right.
Now, I'm curious as to how many people that are saying the opposite, how many of them have actually been bullied?
Yeah, that's a great question. Because in middle school, I almost lost a tooth. Like, we had to go to the dentist because it got knocked loose. On the way home from school, I got struck by a kid named Anthony, right? And so in that scenario, I did not see Will Smith as the Anthony. I saw Chris Rock as the Anthony in that in that bullying thing.
Yeah. So anyway, that's the way I would see that, you know, and maybe like even my own past experience taints the way that I view this, you know, because I have that experience in my past, I don't know, there's a part of me that is happy to see the victim get vengeance. And it's not quite vengeance, but like to stand up for himself, you know, or to stand up for the victim, you know?
Right.
And so, so that may even taint, you know, my view of this scenario, because there's a certain desire in me for the victim to get justice.
Right. And even if justice was ill-got, like it was, well, maybe that was a little bit more of a response. I don't know. I don't know what the right response would be, but I do know this. If it would have been Jada that would have walked on stage and slapped him, she would be celebrated. They'd throw a parade for her, you know? And honestly, I want to raise daughters who are willing to slap men. I talked to my 14-year-old. And I said, how do you feel about that? I explained the situation, did not show her the video, explained the situation. And she said, good for him. Like, that's awesome. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
And I said to my daughter, I said, Philomena, I want to give you permission or license to slap a boy if for some reason they say something that's wildly inappropriate, or if he's picking on some other girl, that you have permission to do that. And she goes, oh, Dad, I know. And so if anyone says the F word around my daughter or calls someone a derogatory name or something like that, my daughter knows that to hold that man accountable, she would be doing him a disservice if she didn't slap him, right? Yeah. Like, think about it. Think about the locker room talk that now is in the bars and in the streets and all that stuff. Like, if women would just slap men a little bit more, right? Or whatsoever, there would be immediate accountability to inappropriate action instead of this cancel culture accountability that happens on this Monday morning quarterbacking after the event happens and everyone talks about what could have, should have done. Like, Will Smith stood up in that moment and said, a response needs to be given so that this is seen as unacceptable. And he hit someone, right?
Yeah.
And I think that if women would slap men every time they heard the F word out in public come out of a young man's mouth, guess what would happen?
People would stop saying the F word in public.
The dating pool would it would change completely. Like, gentlemen would make a resurgence. Like, it would be absolutely amazing, right? Chivalry makes a comeback at the hand of a woman slapping across someone's cheek, you know? Now, that might be embellished a little bit, but I don't think it's far from the truth.
Yeah, no, I agree. So are we ready to talk about the reaction?
Yeah, yeah. So what would I have to say in order to get a slap from you, Matt?
That's a good question. So, like, one of my thoughts on this was, there have been multiple times in my life, and I don't know if it actually, like, I feel like one or two of the moments have come from you, Chris, or from other friends, where I don't react in that way. And sometimes I actually think about it as me being a pushover. I allow people to say or do, you know, too much. So this is a small example, and maybe it's a powerful example. I don't know. But we were visiting family, and my daughter was roughhousing with a puppy or a dog that, it was like in between stage, like between puppy and dog, that, they had told us and told, you know, her not to mess with, you know, don't get in his face, don't da da da. And they had the dog, you know, put away, you know, while everybody was around. But then I don't know if my daughter let it out or someone else let it out.
How old is your daughter in this scenario?
Oh, I'm going to say 6 or 7.
Okay.
You know, so relatively young. And so what ends up happening is the dog bites her face. And the dog, like the teeth, one of the teeth gashes like right under her eye.
Yeah.
And if it had been any higher, I mean, she could be blind in that eye, you know,
right.
But so it was a pretty severe gash. And I was not out for blood for the dog, you know, or even for that person. I saw my daughter's role that she played in that happening and did not blame the dog or the owner for that. But there were other people that were even there that were like, why, like, and it was kind of, the question was, why aren't you defending your daughter? You know, why aren't you standing up for your daughter?
Right.
And so I don't know if that's the right correlation, I don't if it had been a different scenario, whatever, I don't know. And this may be some of my own problems, as I see the role that my kids play in how the scenario played out. And it's like, well, it was your fault. Like, if you hadn't done what you did, that wouldn't have happened. You know, you wouldn't have gotten bit if you hadn't done what you did. You know, so it's not the dog's fault. It's not the owner's fault. But then, like, there is a level of, like, father defending his daughter that should step in there. I don't know. You know, so I wonder how many of those situations I've even handled well. And so, Chris, to your question, I have no idea.
Yeah.
Like, what it would take for you to get a physical reaction out of me.
Yeah. So I think, but I think about that, and it's not like the dog's teeth are still in your daughter, right? Like, the threat was neutralized, right? Yeah. And it'd almost be like if that happened and Will Smith didn't do anything about it and the show went on, and then today we hear that he drove to Chris Rock's house and slapped him. You'd be like, what the heck? You know what I mean? So the aggressor was up there, and it was an ongoing thing, because who knows how far the jokes would have gone.
Yeah, if there were going to be any more. Yeah.
Yeah. The flip side is what if Chris Rock would have said, ooh, that joke did not land, and I apologize. I shouldn't have made that joke. And then he moved on with the Oscars. I bet he wouldn't have gotten slapped. And in fact, I think he would have been celebrated for recognizing he crossed a line and taking a step back instead of being moved back. And so I get what you're saying. If I was in that same situation, I would have pulled the dog off, and then I would have focused on my daughter, right?
Yeah.
And it sounds like you're not out to, because technically you could still file some paperwork and try and get that dog euthanized here 18 months later or however long, you know what I mean? 3 years later. But that'd be everyone would be like
6 years later.
Yeah, you're a monster, right? You'd be a monster at that point. So to answer your question, I do think there is a line that can be crossed to where a slap is absolutely appropriate.
Well, and to be honest, I stand up for my wife fairly often with regards to my kids.
Yes.
Like, don't talk to your mother that way.
Yep.
Comes out of my mouth fairly often.
Yeah.
You know, don't treat her like that. You know, that comes out of my mouth fairly often. I don't know. So with regards to where we were going with this whole train of thought before you asked me that question.
Sorry.
Is that response, there's some things about that response that I really liked. You know, one, you know, I think in that situation, something relatively shocking had to happen, you know, to jar, you know, both the aggressor, you know, and the culture to, this is not okay.
Right.
You know, and in those moments, like, sometimes those need to be jarring.
Because there's a likelihood that that joke had been vetted. There's even a possibility that Chris Rock did not write that joke for himself. His team wrote it for him.
Yep.
So it had to go past a couple of people. Clearly, it didn't go past the Smiths.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So there's a, like, to that, like, something shocking, you know, in a way had to happen, like, to create these conversations. Like, this conversation that we're having today wouldn't happen had it been, you know, like, hey, don't say that.
Yeah, not
you
cool, know, or, dude.
Yeah. Or whatever. So I would say I would argue that it was appropriate. I'm just going to, like, own it. Where it could have totally crossed the line if it was a closed fist strike. A slap is totally different than a punch.
Yeah.
And if he was as angry as I envision him being, it could have been multiple punches. And Chris Rock could have been gone out on a stretcher and Will Smith would have been arrested.
Sure.
You know, I would argue, would be way beyond the line.
Sure. Know? Yeah. I think
given the scenario and where they were.
A lot of the argument that I've heard is he should have just said, not cool, or he should have walked away, right? He should have gotten his wife and just walked out of the arena or the theater. And the thing is a lot of those comments are like, well, why didn't he just try and disarm the conversation? Why didn't he send a strong I message? I don't like it when you say this, you know, like those type of things. And I'm like, yes, maybe if it was in his home, he could have been like, hey, dude, we're all here to celebrate something together, and that does not fall in line with the celebration. Like, that's enough. Because I've had to kind of tug on that in times. It's like, whoa, that's not appropriate. And even someone has been like, hey, I know we're all having fun down here, but I just heard that joke. My kids are upstairs, and they might overhear it. We gotta make sure that we keep things kosher or clean or whatever, you know? And so it's like, great, just little things like that. But in this scenario, he not only said the words, but he also had the authority of being the MC. He was running the event. He was like in the spotlight. And so that changes a number of different things in regards to, you do have to do something that's going to shake or break the norm so that your message is clearly received.
Yeah.
And him and Will Smith shouting, not cool, does not break that.
No. Yeah. And I think about the, I don't know, like the level of response needed needs to match the scenario. And there's probably a better way to say that.
Oh, this is the just war theory we were talking about just last time. Yeah.
You know, and so if it was something that was said in the private, like if it was a joke made at a small dinner party or whatever at their house, then I would find it unlikely that he would slap him.
Correct.
You know, that not cool. Hey, you know, whatever, that is how he would have handled that. But this was totally different. You know, this was, like you said, public. He was and so he represented so much more than just himself, you know, in that joke or whatever. And so the level of response needed to match the level of the offense to a certain extent. But it's not necessarily, we're not talking about revenge here.
Right.
Because that's not what this is. But the level of response needed to match, you know, that. The offense. That's what I would say.
So. And I think that's an important distinction. I don't think the slap was intended to hurt. I think it was intended to hold accountable.
Yeah.
Right. In the same way that if you're spanking your child and you're trying to hurt your child, you are a monster. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You're just trying to get their attention.
And that's why oftentimes when I'm angry, I'm like, I cannot discipline my child right now because I'm angry. Yeah. Right.
I've done that a couple times and
man, me too.
You feel pretty bad afterwards. Oh,
it's a cloud that lasts a couple of days.
Oh yeah.
Like, I'm going to buy you a pony tomorrow.
Yeah. We weren't sure we were going to get 30 minutes out of this episode, and we're going to have to land this plane soon.
I know there's so much still left to unpack. I just want to say that I do not know if the slap was entirely appropriate, but I'm not going to call it inappropriate because I really love the fact that there was a response in him defending his wife. Now, say what you will about Jada and Will's open marriage and all the different challenges that they've had along the way, right? Like, it doesn't matter. She's still a woman. She still has dignity. She still is called his wife. And that's worthy of defending and protecting. Not only that, but that's our role as husbands. And so in that moment, if he overstepped his role, that's the way I'd rather overstep my role, by going too far and standing guard too firmly than by getting pushed over. And that's what I see in a lot of different ways, is that men are just like, okay, sweetheart, we can talk about this when we get home. I'm so sorry that happened to you. And I see that, and I'm not encouraging you to slap your in-laws or to slap your parents or something like that. But I do see that a lot of times in family dynamics, that there's a member of the family that one person like has permission to poop on, like just be rude to.
Yeah.
And that's not okay.
No. Yeah. Yep.
How you respond is a different conversation, but whether or not you respond, you should absolutely respond. And in the appropriate way is absolutely ideal. But in the situation where you don't know what's appropriate, it's better to respond and figure out what's appropriate for the next time than not respond at all. And leave the people you were called to protect unprotected, uncared for.
Hey guys, if we missed something in here, or if you feel like there's, I don't know, like you either agree or disagree or whatever, like I'd really love to hear people disagree and why or whatnot. Comment below, and I for one for sure will read it and respond. If it's really good, Chris will probably get in there too. I might need him, you know, to hop in with me. But if you like videos like this, make sure and like this, share this, so that we like give you what you're looking for. So we don't want to just do this for the sake of doing it. We want to be giving you dads the content that you want, and diving into things that you want to hear from us. So make sure and like this, share this, so that we know this is something you want.
Yeah. Subscribe as well if you can. Also, it seems like we landed more on Team Will Smith But I just want to say it one more time, like, mad respect for Chris Rock. He pivoted and he handled that hit like a champ. Like, I really think that there were some neat things about humanity that were showcased on both sides. And I'm not grateful for the joke that led to this thing, but at the same time, I think there is lessons that have been learned, and some of them were learned swiftly. And I thought that was a beautiful thing. So as a man, I encourage you to be open to pivoting as God calls you to pivot, because every now and then God slaps us in the face in loving ways, in variety of ways, but sometimes in jarring ways as well. And so to hear that, to lean into it so that you can grow not just as a man, but as a Catholic man.
Amen. All right. We will see you guys in a couple weeks.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
God bless.